And bees are bad to sting you and all. But then there may be some other kind of a bug, you know, that used to be that it was bad to sting, you know.
Do you have any kind of bug that makes a paper nest on the side of your house?
That makes what?
Makes a paper nest on the side of your house.
No, I haven't had any of them. I don't remember seeing any of them.
You have any wasps?
Yeah, a wasp, yellow jacket. Yeah, I had both different kinds here. Had a wasp nest out there where you raised the hood on the tank out there to put gas in, and then right here on the shed. Take gasoline and throw on them, kill them. And yellow jacket raised out there in the plum tree.
Do you have any insects that make nests that look like they're made out of mud?
Dirt gobbler.
Now, do they sting?
No, I ain't seen a dirt gobbler nest in a long time. They just, like a lot of the others, they just played out for some reason. And there used to be lots of them. They'd find a place to get in the house and make a mud nest in the house, you know.
So have you ever seen any insects that are bad to sting? They make this great big round paper nest you see up in trees. Got a real bad sting.
No, I don't believe I do.
Got any hornets around here?
Hornets? No, there ain't no hornet. I never seen a hornet in this part of the country. But now in the history of a hornet, they'll make a great big nest here. And it's tough as rubber almost. And they have an opening that they go in and out of it now. And at that opening, there's a watchman stays right there all the time. Now that's the history of them. And if you go up there and disturb them, he'll make a dart at you, and if he hits you in the forehead, he'll almost knock you down. But I never seen a hornet's nest, but I do know the history of them. And they make out there their nest out of something or other that they get, and it's almost as tough as rubber, they say.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever seen an insect that usually stays around water? It's got a long, thin body and wings that you can see through. Sometimes it'll light on your fishing pole and you'll have to twitch it to get it off.
Yeah, we call them snake doctor.
Do you have any idea why they call snake doctor?
I ain't seen a snake doctor in a long time. A lot of them old things played out in this country. They may be somewhere, but they've played out in this country. I don't know why.
Do you have any of these little bugs that are bad about getting up under your skin and making it itch?
Yeah. Would it be ticks?